Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Wow, once again yesterday, our area pounded by heavy rains and violent thunderstorms. At one point, Region 1 schools held students under safety as they thought there was a tornado warning. It was not a tornado warning. It was a tornado watch that was issued. But as it turns out, all's well that ends well. Just an incredible amount of rain once again falling in our area in a short time yesterday afternoon. Flu clinics have started throughout the northwest corner, put on by the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. The next clinic comes up today in Salisbury at the SVNA office, and also on the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th, and the 31st from 9 until 3. Sharon Pharmacy on October 9th from 10:30 until 12:30. Falls Village Senior Center October 18th from 10:30 to 11:30. Salisbury Town Hall November 6th from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. in Sharontown Hall on November 6th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Dover Twirlers, open to all children pre-K through 12, hold classes on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Wingdale Elementary School Gymnasium. Registration is Thursday, October 4th, 6 to 7:30 at Wingdale, and classes begin on October the 18th. Sharon Parks and Recreation has their regular meeting coming October 4th. That will be at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The Salisbury Fall Festival is back once again this year, October 5th, 6th, and 7th throughout Salisbury. SalisburyFallFestival.org for more information. Now, the Pine Plains FFA Ag Fair is back again this weekend, October 5th and 6th at Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School, with activities on Friday and Saturday. A reminder that also coming up is their, of course, roast beef dinner, which is always a sellout. Anthony Nordoff is October's Artist of the Month at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street in Sheffield. You can check out the latest paintings. A reception will take place October 5th from 5 till 7 p.m. More information at 413-229-7004. Trinity Gallery, Lime Rock, their annual Columbus Day Juried Art Show. The opening reception is Friday, October 5th, 5 till 7 p.m. The show dates are Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Columbus Day, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, and Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th, noon until 4 p.m. A brass band concert will be held at Dewey Hall, 91 Main Street in Sheffield on Friday. Doors open at 7. The concert starts at 7:30. Admission, $20 at the door. Advance tickets are available. Refreshments will be offered. More information is available at 413-429-1176. Salisbury Fall Festival 5K Road Race is Saturday. Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, 8 a.m. registration for the 5K race. Parking available. The entry fee and donations accepted for the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, 9 a.m. The race starts at Salisbury Ski Jump and runs along the rail trail. Berkshire Botanical Gardens Annual Harvest Festival, an iconic Berkshire event, now in its 84th year, is scheduled on Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th, from 10 till 5 at the gardens located at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. BerkshireBotanical.org for more information. On Saturday, October 6th, the Canaan VFW Post 6851 has Oktoberfest. German fare served 12 to 2. German beer on tap. German music from 12 to 2 by Paul Ramuni with his accordion. Then the Chris Tofield Band from 2 to 6. That's blues. Tickets are $20 per person. The first 200 tickets include a commemorative beer stein. Fall for Art Community Day is in Millerton, New York on October 6th from 4 till 8 p.m. with the main attraction, with artists exhibiting throughout the town. For more information, fallforart.com on the web. Now at the Railroad Plaza and Main Street from 10 till 2, visitors can enjoy vendors, art giveaways, live music, and student performances. The Northeast Community Center at 51 South Center Street is hosting a Hispanic Heritage Festival and also a health screening van. The Music Cellar at 14 Main Street is hosting an outdoor lounge and party with Captain Minx and more from 4 until 9 p.m. Lakeville Host Company, 4 Brook Street in Lakeville, on Saturday from 5 till 8 p.m., their prime rib dinner with mashed potatoes, vegetable dinner roll, coffee, iced tea or tea, eat-in or take-out. For large orders, call 860-435-9981 on Saturday. $16 for adults, $14 for seniors, $8 for children 12 and under.
The Grange Harvest Dinner is happening at the Copaic Grange October 6th, 5:30 till 7:30. $15 includes local soups, butternut squash and hearty vegetables, salad bar, roast beefs, seasonable vegetables, potatoes, and a dessert table. For email reservations, copaicgrange@gmail.com. Sharon Audubon is hosting a paint and sip session October 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Audubon Center on Cornwall Bridge Road. Participants will learn to paint the center's newest resident, Barred Owl, on a 16 by 20 inch canvas as the owl poses live. Now, more information is available. All painting materials, snacks, and donation include in the $38. Participants must provide their own drinks to sip. Pre-registration is required at 413-205-8346. For more information, contact Audubon at 860-364-0520. Now, in Pine Plains, the community is invited to enjoy free fireworks display on Saturday at dusk between 7 and 8 p.m. at the Town of Pine Plains Ball Fields, located at the corner of Lake and Beach Roads. The event is sponsored by the Pine Plains Recreation Department. Fall into each other's arms at the Cornwall Community Contra Dance on Saturday at the Cornwall Town Hall. Dancing begins at 7 with old-time music by Still the Homegrown Band, Fabulous Calling by David Kaner. All dances taught, no partner is necessary. Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service, 8 Under Mountain Road, Route 41 across from the White Hart on Sunday, has their famous 7:30 until 11:30 pancake breakfast, which includes pancakes, pure local maple syrup, country sausage, eggs, orange juice, coffee, tea, hot cocoa, and milk. $8 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under. The Lakeville Pet Parade will be held at Community Field in Lakeville on Sunday at 11:30. Bring your pet with or without costume. Now, pets must have legs, no fish or snakes, and must be on leashes at all times. The parade will make a 3/10 of a mile loop through Lakeville. Prizes and photos for everybody. For more information, contact Pet Parade, Salisbury Community Dog Park, the Ultimate Dog Spa Boutique, Black Rabbit, or Tri-State Chamber of Commerce at 860-248-5585 or 480-399-4998. Salisbury Wooded Sports Association presents from 1 to 4 on Sunday at the Ski Jumps, the 9th Annual Brewski Fest. Sample over 150 beers and ciders from 38 breweries while listening to live music from Steve Dunn. Rats, Burgers, and Dogs for sale by the Sunday of the Country Food Drive. Tickets are available in advance at State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan or 860-824-7295. They're also available at the door. For more information, jumpfest.org or brewskifest.com. The 3rd Annual Blessing of the Animals Dog Show and Pet Tricks will be October 7th at 1 p.m. Christchurch Episcopal 9 South Main Street in Sharon. The blessing of animals will take place at the church and the Pet Memorial Garden and then proceed to the front lawn for the dog and pet show. Local clergy will bless the animals. All four-legged creatures, great and small, must be leashed or caged. Pets will be presented in a ring and be judged in many categories. Registration at ChristchurchSharon.org or at 860-364-5260. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 122.73 to 26,773.94. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,999.55 and the S&P 500 at 2,923.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.